Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tonight's Democratic presidential debate is the last one before the Iowa caucuses.
CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe is on our news line. So, Ed, who will be on the stage tonight?
You're looking at six contenders tonight, the smallest debate stage yet. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and the billionaire businessman Tom Steyer all set to debate here in Des Moines. In a state which, of course, kicks off the 2020 campaign season and has essentially those first four, Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg, pretty much statistically tied at the top, depending on which poll you've looked at in recent days.
This debate comes as Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are going at it a little, right?
That's right. Warren, in an incredible statement last night, describing a conversation she had with Sanders back in December of 2018 before they both began their bids, where they talked about gender and the 2020 race in general, and she says that Sanders disagreed with her that a woman could one day become president. We'll see if this comes up tonight, but in her statement last night, after dropping this bomb on the campaign, she said she didn't want to discuss it anymore. I suspect someone will try tonight to get her to say a little more. But I can tell you guys, just in the last few minutes, CBS has confirmed that the Warren camp is now sort of letting its supporters, its allies, its staffers know that they should back off Bernie Sanders and refocus their efforts on defeating the president and also toppling Joe Biden on that race to the nomination.
Interesting. Ed, tonight's debate, is it make or break for any of the candidates on that stage?
I think if you're lower down in the rankings, this is your last big chance to appeal to Iowa voters, at least on such a big stage. So look at people like Amy Klobuchar, who has been a factor out here, but has never broken into the double digits to try to make one last attempt to break through. And it's going to be tricky for her, Warren, Sanders, to continue campaigning when they're going to be summoned back to Washington in the coming days for that impeachment trial. They don't rule out trying to get out here at night after the trial and before proceedings begin the next day to try to campaign with voters out here or possibly make stops on the weekends before the caucus. But if their hands are tied and they're seated in the Senate chamber back in D.C., it's going to leave Iowa to Biden and to Buttigieg especially to come out here and spend time and possibly end up winning. So it's ironic that their day job really could screw with their chances out here in the coming weeks.
All right. Thank you, Ed. CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe joining us from Des Moines.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.